This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. Business process with less process. See what's possible when data and automation come together to help reinvent workflows. Visit Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Public safety and data privacy. The debate has been raging in the U.S. for years, and this week it's been brought back into the spotlight for a number of reasons. On Tuesday, Microsoft released a patch in its Windows operating system, and weirdly enough, it was the National Security Agency that found the flaw. Reporter Bob McMillan joins us to explain. That's up in a minute, but first, let's check some headlines. If you listened to Tech News Briefing yesterday, you might remember that despite an easing up of the trade war, the tech war between the U.S. and China is not going anywhere, with the telecom giant Huawei at the center of the conflict. Many national security officials are concerned that the technology behind the Beijing-backed Huawei could be used to surveil people, and they're especially concerned because Huawei is a leader in telecom equipment for 5G wireless networks. The Trump administration has been trying to keep Huawei out of the U.S. and even put pressure on other countries, and now Congress is also getting into the fight. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has introduced legislation to subsidize U.S. firms that could counter China's 5G advances. It's got a great name. It's called the Utilizing Strategic Allied Telecommunications Act, and it would put $750 million toward developing 5G technology and set aside $500 million for U.S. companies that implement secure equipment around the world. A federal court in New York heard closing arguments on Wednesday in the T-Mobile Sprint antitrust case. The case was filed by a coalition of state attorneys who sued after the DOJ approved a merger on the two carriers in 2019, after some concessions from the companies. T-Mobile and Sprint have long argued that teaming up would allow them to compete more effectively against the likes of Verizon and AT&T. A decision is expected in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, the market is looking bearish on the outcome. Shares of Sprint are trading at a more than 40% discount to the value of the original all-stock deal. And you may see more technological advances in physical stores in the future. At the National Retail Federation's 2020 Vision Conference this week, companies showed off new applications of tech in brick-and-mortar stores. We're talking about replacing cashiers with facial recognition technology, using AI to help manage inventory, and even putting robots in the aisles. As consumers do more of their shopping online, companies are hoping they can lure people back in by implementing technology that enhances the in-store experience.
This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. On podcasts, you hear a lot about what's possible, but one thing is certain. No business or city achieves their possible alone. That's why Deloitte collaborates with a vast ecosystem of alliances in everything from systems hardware to cloud platforms, data migration to analytics, AI to VR. Collaboration, it's one key way to turn possible into actual. Learn more at Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
The conflict between public safety and data privacy has been raging this week on a number of levels. On Tuesday, a story came out related to Microsoft. It released a patch to fix a software vulnerability in its Windows operating system that would allow hackers to breach or surveil targeted computer networks. The interesting thing here is that it was the National Security Agency that detected the flaw. Reporter Bob McMillan is with us on the line from San Francisco to explain. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
So what was this Microsoft flaw and how did the NSA actually discover it?
So the flaw was a bug that affects Windows 10, the most popular operating system that Microsoft offers. It's if you're up to date on Windows, you're going to be hit with it. It has to do with the cryptographic technology that Microsoft uses to make sure that the software running on the computer is what it says it is. So it's not a malicious program created by a Russian hacker that says, hey, I'm Microsoft Word, please run me. So Microsoft has these checks that it uses to prevent unauthorized software from running on the computer, and it related to that.
So having this loophole would potentially have allowed hackers to install malware on systems undetected. Is that right?
Well, it it hasn't been exploited right now, so we don't know exactly what the real consequences of real malware would look like on it. But yeah, that's the concern, is that somebody would leverage this flaw to run software they weren't supposed to run on your computer. You wouldn't know about it. It would do bad things to it. I mean, it's serious enough that the federal government is warning, first of all, Microsoft about it, but they also warned their own users about this problem, said it's really serious. Like, you got to take this one seriously. Everybody in the security industry is saying, if you're running Windows 10, make sure you get those patches that were released on Tuesday and install them.
How common is it for the NSA or other government agencies to be hacking into systems, finding flaws, and then letting the companies know?
Well, the NSA has never notified, that we know of, Microsoft of a flaw of this nature before. We know that they find bugs like this. A few years ago, a number of them were disclosed, and Microsoft got angry with the NSA, basically. They said, you guys have found all these bugs in our products, and you haven't told us about them. You're supposed to be doing that. So this is kind of a touchy area, because the NSA is in the business of information collection, and the way you collect information off of computers nowadays is by finding bugs and exploiting them. So they're considered to be some of the greatest, you know, security bug finders in the world. Their mission mandates that they use them, but then part of their mission is also to, you know, help defend the federal networks and to make sure that other people can't break into our computer systems. And the best way to do that would be by telling Microsoft about these software flaws and having Microsoft patch them and getting those patches out to everybody. So it's kind of a balancing act they have to do. And what was interesting to me was this was the first time NSA had sort of publicly came forward and said, here's a bug, we found it, we told Microsoft about it, you all need to patch. And it happened like the same week that the Department of Justice was saying, we want a way into the iPhone. It was like these two sort of conflicting messages coming from the federal government.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? On the one hand, they're telling a tech company, you've got a flaw that you haven't found. And on the other hand, they're saying to another tech company, your security is so tight, we can't get in even if we want to.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like the NSA is bragging, like, yeah, we have so many ways of getting into your computers. Here's one we just found. I don't think they were really doing that, but there is a contrast, because obviously if the federal government knew of a flaw of this nature that affected Apple devices, they would be able to get the data off of these phones in the Pensacola shooting, which were sort of what the Department of Justice is fighting Apple over this week. There are two phones there that they want to get access to. They're not able to get the data off the phones. How do they do it? They're asking Apple to do it for them.
Exactly. So I guess the big question is, why is the government doing this? And maybe it's self-explanatory, right? Are they worried about threats from foreign governments? Why are they kind of the lead hackers in the business right now?
Well, the government really legitimately is interested in not having critical infrastructure here in the United States be hacked. They very much see it as their mission to protect U.S. networks, you know, federal networks in particular, is part of the NSA's mission. And they have for years had a process, it's called the Vulnerabilities Equities Process, whereby the government finds these bugs and then they transfer them to the private sector so the private sector can then improve the security of its products. And this process has been very mysterious. You know, it's all classified, this kind of stuff. And we really have never had a very good insight into how much information is really transferring. A lot of critics would say that the government has been, you know, it sits on these bugs when it finds them for too long, and the process isn't really working. They're supposed to tell us about how much is being transferred. And there's just no public knowledge of this sort of nitty gritty details, like how many bugs is the NSA and the government finding, and how many are they transferring over to whom, and how often does this happen? So this NSA bug, the fact that the NSA came forward, said, we found it, we gave it to Microsoft, patch it, that's something new.
And it really feels, and we've talked about this a little bit already, but it really feels like we're kind of at a crossroads here. On the one hand, the companies are happy and excited when they find something that they can fix easily. On the other hand, they don't want to work with them when they're asking for their help, right? When the government's asking for Apple, for example, to open up the iPhone. Where are we going to be at this in terms of cybersecurity? Where do you see this going, this cooperation, collaboration, or conflict between governments and companies over cybersecurity?
Well, I would kind of modify what your assumption there just a little bit. it's not that Apple and the tech companies don't cooperate with law enforcement. It's not that they're refusing to cooperate. But what's happening is they are setting up systems where their hands are tied, where they can't cooperate, where the data is so secure that even the maker of the device or the operator of the online service can't access it. So this solves a problem for the tech industry in that it provides very high levels of assurance. If you're using the products, you can feel like you're using them without them being spied on. And at the same time, creates a problem for them, which is that the federal government has for years gone to Apple and said, hey, we want to get data off of phones. And in the early days, Apple would be able to do that. And as they made their iPhone more and more secure, they eventually reached a point where they said, no, we it's not that we don't want to, it's that we can't. We don't have a way of getting the data off the phone. And so the government says, well, come on, you could do something. You could do a software update that unlock the phone just for the government. And Apple says, this is a backdoor. This is something that if we created it, then somebody else might figure out a way to make it work. And it's introducing a security problem into our devices. So there's this kind of chicken and egg fight that's going on where Apple says it will undermine security to add a method of getting the data. And the government says, well, why can't we get the data? We used to always get the data.
Chicken and the egg. Bog McMillan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.